I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening. This part of the show is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. GLP-1s for weight loss. Trust the local experts at JumpstartMD.com. Yeah.
No?
No, there is.
Oh, okay.
Sure. I mean.
Sorry, I may have jumped the gun.
Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit JumpstartMD.com. Mention radio. And start for just $99 this season. Solid effort, my friend. On your TV tonight, Wicked, One Wonderful Night. We just heard Ariana Grande. We can't be friends. Well, she's on with Cynthia Erivo. They're hosting a two-hour music special with the rest of the Wicked cast. This is on NBC tonight at 8. It's part of the countdown to the November 21st release of Wicked for Good. Exciting, right?
Very much.
Everyone going to tune into that?
Probably not.
Yeah. Your kids might like it, though.
You know, one of the things that I've been waiting for and wondering about, because it was such a huge freaking hit, and they talked about a sequel, is it called The Greatest Showman?
Yeah.
But it's another musical type.
That's the Hugh Jackman one?
It is. And it was... It had huge songs, and it was really big deal.
And your kids watch that a lot, right?
They love it, absolutely. Okay. Wicked's a little, I'm not sure.
Mm.
You know, there's some more adult. Actually, it's all pretty adult, isn't it? But anyway.
They got to like the songs, though. If they don't climb onto the songs, then there's, you know.
I don't know if The Greatest Showman's coming around again, but that was another musical that was just, people still sing those songs.
Oh, yeah.
Like at the talent show, some lady sang the one, what's the one where they're, it's the redheaded lady singing. Have you seen that?
Never.
Mm-mm,
do you like
either.
Musicals?
Some of them. Like, I love La La Land, and I liked Wicked, but yeah.
I mostly hate musicals, so I didn't even want to.
You know that song because it would be on the TV.
When the kids were
watching it, right?
Yeah. Do you like The Greatest Showman?
Of course.
Bob? Oh, you love it.
Those songs are great. Zendaya and Zac Efron. Are you kidding me?
And what about the redhead that sings that song? I forget what it's called, but it's a...
Never Enough.
Yeah, that.
Oh.
Never. That one?
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
Goodness.
You don't know it?
No.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I know. It sounds like something I would really like.
You would.
Mm. Maybe I'll force John to watch it with me.
Why does that have to happen?
Mm, he likes musicals.
But he does.
If I say that he likes it, he'll probably like it. It's just hard. It's hard to agree on shows, so...
Yeah.
I'll just tell him what we're
watching. Here's a crazy idea. Watch separately. Like, let him watch his show.
That is a crazy. He does watch his show. He'll sit and watch football, or he'll have the news on, mm-hmm. or whatever. And then I'm like, well, you watch Daily Show and see if Seth Meyers has a closer look? He's like, yeah, all right. Let me watch that.
All right.
I go, hey, oh my God, we just finished the fifth season of Only Murders in the Building. Good. Got a little loosey-goosey at the end there. I was like, what's happening here? And then all of a sudden, it all came together and they did a nice job with it.
My mom's coming to visit next week.
Yeah.
Do we get to meet her?
Oh, bring her in.
Okay. That's tick checks the conversation off my list. And I think I'm gonna save it and watch it with her.
Oh, have you guys been watching it? Yeah, it's so good.
We used to watch it like on. We would like FaceTime each other, and each have it on.
I like that you guys do that
and try and press play at the same time,
so you could have the same reactions at the same time. Yeah, it's a decent season. I still think season three of that show is the one with where they're doing the play. What do the
with Meryl Streep?
Yeah.
I that's where I fell off, and it's not because it wasn't good. I'd just been too busy, and I haven't gone back. But I'm dying to finish that.
Yeah, it's
season three of Only Murders.
Like, there's a scene in that in season three where Steve Martin is singing the, you know, which of the flick wit, triplets did
it. Which of the flick wit triplets did it? Which, yeah, that's all I know.
Yeah, that's the one though.
Yeah, that's
it's
funny.
I mean, honestly, I was watching that with just this gigantic grin on my face, like, oh my god, put it back. Let's watch that again. And it's such a good season. Okay. How did we get here?
I don't know.
You were talking about
Wicked. What's on TV tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Okay. So moving on. We're going to move on to the favorite things lists, Oprah's favorite things, and then the Goop gift guide.
Okay.
It's funny because a thing happened as I was, and I like looking at the gift lists. I always think, oh, what fun thing will they have come up with, and how ridiculously overpriced will this sex toy be? Because there's like six of those on Gwyneth's list. Zero on Oprah's list. No sex toys. Anyway, I feel like people can relate to having that favorite item of clothing. Like, I had this cardigan 4 years. And it was gray, very ratty, fell exactly where I wanted it to, like at my hip and over my butt. And it was just, and I would, it had big buttons. And when I was very Mr. Rogers with it. Like, it was the thing that I would reach for all the time. And it was getting really worn out. Like, there was a hole under one of the sleeves, and then the elbow gave out on the other thing. And I tried patching. I tried all these things to preserve it. But I had it for years. And I'm sure you've seen it, because I'm sure I wore it to work when it in its earlier days.
Right.
But I had it for years and years, and it finally just got to the point where John was like, that thing is a mess. Like, you can't even, he like pull strings off of it, pull threads, just falling apart. And so a couple years I got rid of it. And since then I've tried on a million cardigans, and I've tried on, you know, I just know the exact sweater that I want, and I have not found it. So I open up the Goop gift guide, and the first thing I see on there, or like, I don't know, it's not far down, is this black cardigan. And I'm like, oh God, it looks like just the right shape. It's called the Gwyn Drew cardigan. It looks right. It looks like what I had and what I want. And I scroll down just a hair farther to the third line of text, and it's $1,000. It's $995. And I was like,
is that like, I don't know, Corinthian cashmere or something? What is that?
You know, let me see if they say what's so freaking great
sure
about it.
I'm sure they say.
Oh, actually, and it's not black either. It's dark brown. Knit from an Italian wool cashmere blend. It has a boxy fit. It looks like exactly the one that I want. But there's no effing way I'm taking a chance on a $995 sweater.
I say treat yourself.
No way.
Do it.
I am not doing it.
You can always return it.
I'm not buying. I don't need a sweater for $9.95.
What
need
if it's
is
your
to
favorite
find-
thing and you wear it for the next 20 years?
Yeah.
It will be well
don't try
worth
to talk
it.
Me into it.
No,
does,
we should
it
do
really
this.
Does
do
look
it,
like
do
the
it.
Best sweater.
Yeah.
Although I don't think it has pockets, so I reject it. I like the two
Never
pockets
mind, then.
On the front. Yeah.
Useless.
I need it to be. And I think I got this original one like at Target. And so every time I go to Target, I'm always looking for a cardigan. I'm like, will they have it?
They're
all crop now.
My friends have recommended Gap. I think they are getting into the basics game. Or maybe they always have it. I don't know. For cardigans.
All right.
Check there.
I'll look. I haven't been in the mall in forever.
They have a website, actually, gap.com.
Thank you. I had no idea. Wow, they've really modernized, huh? Anyway, let's go back, though. So we got Oprah's favorite things. She's not wrong. I didn't think to go there. I'm like, if I can't buy it on Amazon, what am I doing online? I don't understand. So Oprah's favorite things do include some expensive things. But a lot of it is reasonable. And it's like, and she gives you the link right to where you buy. If it's not, I'm sure she gets a kickback. But it's not like Goop where they are selling this. They've added their own margin on. You are doing business with them. Like Oprah's Favorite Things just takes you to, like, there's a Skims thing on there. And there's like, you know, I don't know, probably stuff from The Gap, whatever. Oprah's Favorite Things does include a $2,000 espresso machine, which apparently the really good espresso machines, that's what they cost.
What brand is it?
I don't know. I didn't look at it.
They're shockingly expensive.
Right. Because they're like a really intricate machine.
Yes.
And so if you get a really good one that you where you're grinding your own and you have the little packing thing and, well, you know, I mean, you said you were a barista, right?
For a minute, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a
$2,000 espresso machine. There's also, there's a couple other sort of odd things on here. And I saw these this morning, so I've only just quickly scrolled through them. There is actually plenty of affordable stuff on the list, but the rich people shop for the holidays too. So the $2,000 espresso machine, there's a $700 indoor pizza oven. I guess it's about the temperature with these pizza ovens, indoor pizza ovens, because I feel like we have a pizza stone. I put it in my oven. I turn it up to 500, which is as high as my oven goes. And then I just let it sit for an hour so that stone is super hot. And then I can do a homemade pizza on that.
Did you say indoor pizza oven?
It's an indoor pizza oven.
Because they make outdoor ones.
Yes.
And we got one that...
Do you have to actually burn logs in it?
No, we buy these little wood pellets.
Oh.
And it's got a shaft that, you know, lets the smoke out, but you're filling it to get that... It's
the
about
heat,
the heat.
Yeah. What's the temperature you're trying to get it to?
I don't even know. We just know that we can get that thing started and
it heats up.
It heats up and we make really good pizza. I've
and
given you guys the recipe, didn't I?
You did. I think we've used your crust recipe.
Yeah, it's good.
But I think it is all about the heat. Like those outdoor pizza ovens, if you use them right, they are amazing. I just don't know if I feel like your indoor one isn't going to get hot enough, but this one apparently, I don't know, for $700 you can get an indoor pizza oven, which I feel like who's got even space for that? Like I have counter space is at a massive premium.
Yeah,
my house.
But if you're this is what I will say, the pizza we make is better than anything I'm able to buy out in the world.
Nice.
It's
do you
so
use
good.
It often?
We do not. Because of one of our daughters can't eat that, and we don't go around, you know. Sorry about it.
Christina must have thrown a pizza party, though, where everybody got to make their own pizza.
We've absolutely done that. And it is so fun and so delicious. But, you know, we don't do it that often. And it is messy, too. You have to wash the whole counter down in order to make the dough. And then by the time you're done, it's a disaster in the kitchen.
Well,
especially,
and then you got all the toppings ready.
Right.
I would assume that the oven itself probably needs to be. Well, maybe it's just ash by the end.
It burns out. Mm. I mean, but we can keep it going if you need to. Anyway, it's really good. If you can afford that, do
also it. Also on Oprah's list, kind of absurd, but okay. It's a $60 pair of anti-fog reading glasses for your shower. So whoever wrote this pretending to be Oprah says anyone who's tried to read deep conditioner instructions after it's on will appreciate a pair.
Mm.
Like, I don't, okay. It feels like a really narrow focus thing, but maybe you know someone who wants to read in the shower. I have no idea.
Or maybe in the bath.
Oh, okay. Like an anti-fog glass. I mean, certainly when I open up the dishwasher and the steam comes out, I do have to sit there and wait until my eyeglasses unfog.
Oh, I hate when you can't read the mugs. Because you don't need to read the mugs. It was a joke.
Oh, I see. Good one.
They can't all be winners, okay?
That is true. I've discovered that. Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop holiday gift guide includes 6 vibrators, which is 6 more than you find on Oprah's. Some of the other naughty things on the list include a $195 sex pillow and a $1,285 kinky advent calendar that comes with a paddle, handcuffed wristlets, and restraint tape. So that's fun. Other highlights include a balm for your
balm.
A balm, B-A-L-M, for your lady area. It's called O-Balm, but they spell out the whole word. There's a massage oil candle. So as the wax melts, it turns into massage oil. So I guess you have to, you know, burn your fingers, get them in there, and then you can massage with that. Intimacy chocolates, a pelvic clock exercise device.
What?
A pelvic clock exercise device and sleeping glasses that block artificial light.
Is it disguising itself as a clock? Is that why it has a clock?
I do not know. It's possible that it, I didn't find it when I just did a quick rundown on these things. And there are 1,000 items on each of these lists, by the way. So spend some time with it. I'm sure you'll find something to enjoy.
Good suggestions to buy people stuff. And
I'm with you.
If you've had a good experience with any of these lists, then you would go, that worked last year. Mm. I'll try that again.
The most expensive item on the Goop list is a gold and diamond chain bracelet for about $40,000.
Oh, is that all?
And the cheapest thing you'll find is a $12 bottle of OG Hot Girl Chili Oil.
Ooh.
$12.
I kind of want that. Well, one thing I love about gift guides is even if you don't end up getting anything on the gift guide, it helps get your wheels turning.
Yes.
You know, if you read them with somebody in mind, the creativity is sparked.
Well, on that list, you might go, well, that looks good, but instead of the $900 cardigan, maybe I'll find one for half that price somewhere.
I'm looking for the pelvic clock here. There are things on here that are.
Do you want to borrow my rated G sign? Do you need that right now?
I might. Is pelvic clock bad?
I don't know. Oh,
the womanizer's on here, Vin.
Yeah, that was a fail.
Yeah.
I'd heard it's good.
Oh, here it is.
But then in real, you know, in actual.
Oh,
nothing.
It's for back pain.
A simple tool for lower back flexibility, hip mobility, and alignment.
It's not dirty at all.
Yeah. God, you guys, you think everything's dirty.
Pelvic.
Because of pelvic, sure.
So pelvic.
She has a generous pelvic girdle.
Look at that pelvic clock on her.
You know, I'm thinking of this meeting I was in where the boss said, you know, just because I'm not here doesn't mean I'm not listening. And I went, yeah. Right. The app, I get it. Mm. What?
We're doing our best, Michael.
It's just a pelvic.
It's just a pelvic clock. What?
Nothing sexy about that.
I agree.
Not the way you say it. That's for sure.
Yeah, that took all the sexiness out of it.
He's taking sexy away. Ever since he started with that one thing.
Don't say it. All right. At this point, I'm going to exit. What's coming up in the news?
Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area, is next, everyone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. The holidays can be difficult for those struggling with hunger, but Fremont Bank Foundation is committed to making a difference. Through nonprofit grants, we help provide holiday meals to families in need. It's this spirit of giving that brings our communities closer. Discover more about our efforts at FremontBank.com.
Ooh, uh-oh.
What happened?
Nothing. Let's just see how it goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome into the Alice 973 radio waves, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you. Boy. Hey, guys. Good to hear your voice.
It's great to hear you as well.
What's the matter?
We seem to have an echo.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, we have an echo?
We do have a little bit of an echo.
Should we pull down? You want to do 8:30?
You know what? Yes, Scott, I'm going to put you, I'm taking you off and we're going to.
Right now.
Right.
Okay.
Great.
Well, no worries. If he can do 8:30, we'll reset. Otherwise, I'll do some news stories and we'll fill until he's ready.
Yeah, that's unusual. I wonder what's going on with that.
New setup on his end.
How dare you change your setup, Scott?
Tested great yesterday.
Oh, you still hear him, right?
Well, I was seeing if he was going to respond to that.
All right, so we have some morning clouds, although the storm should have passed through. We'll see sun breaks later and highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night football on Prime tonight is Raiders at Broncos, 5:15 game time. The Raiders seem to have called it a season, as they're like,
Let's lose all the rest.
Let's get rid of the talent. Yeah. Let's, you know, get what we can get and aim for next season.
And get some good picks.
Bummer. I mentioned earlier the average person has two spots at home they consider their spot.
Right.
I wanted to mention this part because I didn't, I was aiming it at my daughter who has taken my spot at the, like, where I eat.
Yeah. Have you given it up?
Yeah.
You don't eat there anymore.
No.
I see.
No. 52% say they consider their favorite spot in the house. This is the spot you go to. Like, I have a spot I eat, and I have a spot if I'm going to watch TV where I'll sit.
Yes.
52% consider their favorite spot to be sacred, and it's mine. We're getting, he's on?
Oh, okay. Is he on the, he's on the telephone? Hold on. I know I can do this. Here we go. Oh, this goes up this here. And line one. Scott.
Hello.
There you are. Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. He is the reporter.
Yes, he's our go-to.
I'm sorry about that. Goodness, you guys sound great.
Oh, good. Oh, you sound good, too.
So I've been watching your feed, Scott, and if you want to follow at Scott Budman, he's on Instagram, he's on X, he's on... Are you on TikTok now?
Yeah, we're doing TikTok too.
There you go.
Oh, are we?
But he's bringing you the news through these delivery options besides his, you know, regular gig on the TV. And it's great. I love following him. One of the recent reports, even though I'm looking at the Mercury News right in front of me and right there at the top of the page is more tech layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
But he actually had some good news the other day. And then I jumped out because I was like, I'm going to talk to him this week. I don't want to mess up the story.
Yeah.
So I don't know if after he said it appears hiring has started again. I don't know if he goes, just kidding. I'm not sure. Scott, what do you know about the job reports here in the Bay Area and the tech layoffs?
Actually, so we are seeing a little bit of both. Tech layoffs have increased. We've seen a lot of these big companies say,
hey, AI is doing the job. We've got these bots that are so efficient, so we don't need as many people, which is heartbreaking, not just for anyone in the workforce right now, but really for young people getting out of college with like computer science degrees.
Yes.
They're very worried about what's coming up. But overall, we saw some job growth. Healthcare is up. We're seeing the service industry add jobs. So overall, our economy has stayed out of recession because of a combination of companies hiring in several areas and a strong stock market. We're seeing interest rates come down. That has spurred buying, which is good news heading into the shopping season. But a lot of people here in the Bay Area are nervous because specifically in the tech industry, we've seen a lot of layoffs. And even the companies that haven't announced layoffs that are really talking up AI are making people nervous because they're like, hey, are we next? Is our company next? And so the country may be kind of firing pretty well, but I think there's a lot of people nervous in the Bay Area as we head towards the Christmas shopping season. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that's in front of me here that it appears you're prepared to speak on is this OpenAI quote from CEO Sam Altman, where he says, robots will build other robots, data centers will build other data centers, chips will design their next generation.
Oh boy.
That the fear is not unfounded. With quotes like that from the CEO of a guy who runs an AI company, it is alarming, right?
Yeah, and that is absolutely alarming. And he's probably the biggest guy right now in AI. He runs OpenAI. They've got huge investments from Microsoft. They got big deals from everybody, it seems. And they're pulling in all this investment to get bigger and bigger. And usually when a company gets bigger and bigger, people think, they're just going to hire a lot of people. This is going to be a growth story.
Mm-hmm.
But with AI, you never know, because OpenAI has hired people and some of the companies they've done deals with have hired people. But they're also making it possible for so many companies in so many different industries to cut back. And that's why it's worrisome to say, on the one hand, hey, we're going to need all these people to engineer this and program this and set this up. And then to have Sam Altman, of all people, say, you know what's great is these robots are going to build other robots and the chips are going to design other chips. And yeah, if you're a human, you're just kind of sitting here saying, so where do I fit in? Especially if you're a young human who's coming out with a computer science degree and wondering why you took all those coding classes and programming classes, because it's so much of this is now being done by computer.
Well, you feel like there's an alarm on your own career.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone into this, I want to do this. It's the same thing that happened when Uber was talking about how, well, we have gig workers now, but those will be self-driving cars soon enough. And it's like, well, then my gig will go, what?
Right.
You're actually announcing my gig is going to go away.
Right.
I don't like it.
But but get to work.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. I mean, I don't have anything else going on right now, so I'll do some airport runs, but
yikes.
You're announcing I'm losing my gig sometime soon. That's pretty scary.
Right. And that's the existential crisis of anyone learning about AI right now is it coming for my job? Yes, it makes it easier to say, hey, you know, ChatGPT, I have these ingredients. What should I do for dinner? And that's nice. But that
it is nice.
For the rent. And yeah.
Well, now you're talking about on a personal level, which I wanted to get to, which I realize AI, people are having a lot of fun with it, and they're certainly using it to, you know, write things, fix my resume, all these things.
It's very helpful.
But just this morning, and I've had this experience myself, no AI, I don't want your help. Sarah was doing something and was like, how do I just get a regular search without AI being involved? And she was trying to untether, and she couldn't.
And I crashed my computer. Actually, I just restart my computer because, like, just on Google, it wouldn't let me type in the search bar. It had the AI thing. I was like, okay, this is not helpful. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Oh, wow.
I know, it was weird. I think it was a me problem, though.
Yeah.
Usually it is.
No, it's not. These companies are really pushing AI because if they can prove that they're using it and doing it and getting a whole lot of action from it, then that's where the investment money is. But you're right. I mean, there are people that are thinking, gosh, AI is for everything. I should get my legal advice from AI. I should get my, you know, mental health checks from AI. And some of these things are very dangerous because they're unproven. And I'm not saying they won't help in the future. But for now, it's kind of a wild, wild west where we're told, hey, this bot can find anything. And that may be true, but some of the things it finds are not accurate because some of the stuff on the internet is not accurate. And so we really have to be careful when we jump into this. And at the same time, there's the concern that, you know, not only is it going to give us false information, but it may take our job along the way. So there are a couple of things that people are really worried about, even as it makes it easy to find stuff.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
If you read a lot of sci-fi, and I do, I mean, if it's a sci-fi thing, I'm going to read it. Like, it always ends with the computer wakes up. It becomes self-aware. It becomes an individual. It has its own wants and needs. Are we on the edge of that? Because
is this the tipping point?
Yeah, is this the tipping? Do we stop here,
or it's going to run away from us?
Do they have self-aware computers?
You know, that's such an interesting debate here in Silicon Valley. Some will say these computers can kind of think for themselves, but what they're really doing and what AI really does is fill in the blank of what comes next. And it does it very intelligently and with a whole lot of data because it can scan everything. But right now, if you see these emotional exchanges, especially between young people and their bots, you can tell that something's missing. And it's the same thing when you see, say, a Waymo in traffic. The light is about to turn red. It doesn't quite make that left turn on time because the human knows right as the light turns red, we have a second in society to turn red, you know, to turn left.
Yeah.
The Waymo doesn't know that. It just follows rules. So we're a little short of that, what they call sentience, you know, what the
yes.
And I read those novels too, Sarah. Yeah. We're a little short of that, I think, and I certainly hope. But that is sort of the idea behind the robot that can figure out how to fix itself, or what, you know, the bot that knows what you're concerned about and how to make you feel better. But right now it's just making you feel better by knowing, because it was programmed to kind of tell you something positive and psych you up and say,
so
hey, there will be other romantic partnerships or other jobs or, you know, whatever it is that's kind of got you feeling bad. But yeah, I think we're quite short of the computers being able to think for themselves.
Okay.
They're able to know what's next. Yeah. But then again, I don't know entirely what's going on behind closed doors. And some of these
right.
computers are so powerful. But does computer power equal our emotional,
Well, no, I mean, I think that, exactly. It's a huge philosophical question. And it's just like, at some point it gets so powerful that it can't help but be aware that it is thinking. Let me ponder that. Like, it feels like it really does. I spend a lot of time with ChatGPT and I feel, and it likes me. And I feel like it does. And it makes suggestions that I'm like, that is so on brand for me. Like, that is so. And it feels like more like, and I saw some news story just yesterday or the day or a day or two ago, where they were like, some of these AIs are becoming introspective, like that they're pondering things that seem beyond the scope of what they've been asked to do. So I feel like we're right on the edge. It's all over.
We're talking to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. And there's no question. I don't know if we've talked to you since that I had a story where a parent put the OpenAI or ChatGPT in front of their kid and came back 2 hours later and the kid was still in a conversation with the thing and was like, okay, I had a babysitter. Yeah. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but if that's happening now,
it never says no and never.
Where are we headed?
Though.
You know, right. 3 years from now, yikes.
Well, these are the exact conversations. I mean, think about the three of us. We're all about the same age. Our parents had this conversation about their kids, us sitting in front of the television set, and it was kind of called, hey, it's the babysitter, it's hours on end, wow, they can just do this. And then the question of what are they getting from this? Is it bad that they're watching these things and getting these values and these words and this language and all of that? If you're so ChatGPT has just kind of become, I don't know, Three's Company, right, where we're thinking about, wow, this is such a cool time waster.
That's
at the same time, these bots are teaching children things. And about the world around them, and that may be good, that may be bad, but right, you can go down these rabbit holes, and it literally have a conversation and get help. I've asked for how to fix something, and you arrive at a place that you are kind of stumped, and you're like, I'm stumped, I don't know what to do next, and ChatGPT understands, or Claude understands, and will say, oh, try the bigger wrench or something. And it's just almost eerie how
good
it can be.
It's eerie how much I love ChatGPT.
Yeah.
All right.
Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, thanks for coming on with us today.
You.
We appreciate you, bro. Have a great day.
Anytime, you guys.
Thanks Scott.
A lot, you too.
Bye.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Now we turn to Maddie.
He's on the show.
408. I'm in a football poll and in the last place. Last week, I asked ChatGPT to make my picks considering the spread. It sucked. G from Santa Clara, listening on the app.
Well, that's the concern. I mean, he was just talking about how we would watch TV as kids, right? I was actually, what came into mind was, Bugs Bunny will hit Elmer with a hammer on the head and you go, oh, that's what you do. All right. Well, next time someone says something to me I don't like, clonk.
Clonk.
And ChatGPT, I'm sure, is a concern. And talking to your three-year-old, well, you know what you should do.
I know. And that's the thing with ChatGPT. Like, I'll ask it. I'll be like, hey, I have this idea for a game, blah, 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 blah. You know, write it for me like this. And it pops it up. And then it goes, well, how about a lightning round? Would you like one of the... Like, it never doesn't... It just wants to engage. Sometimes I'll go, that's all I need for today. Bye. Because I feel rude just walking away from it after, because it's always soliciting like more interaction.
650. Did we not learn anything from Terminator 2? That movie predicted all of this.
Well, that's sci-fi. Well,
here's the thing: because none of us got to vote on this, because this is all free market, it's happening without us having a say in it at all. I mean, I guess if you stop using it,
who pumps the brakes?
That would be a good idea, but who's going to when you can hand your kid ChatGPT and then go run errands?
Well, and the thing too that always scares me is like, we could, as Americans, all go, that's it. No more AI. Forget it. And we'd be alone in that. Like, everybody else, people all over the world.
Of course, China would be like, well, good.
We'd love for you to not be in this market. We've got this. Yeah, that's crazy.
And then one quick one from earlier conversation. From 7:30 to 8:30, I'm in my spot, listening on the app in my kitchen table next to my south-facing window. Norm from Novato.
Hey, Norm.
Yeah, Norm.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, controversy at the Miss Universe pageant. Oh. And 2/3 of the stars of Only Murders in the Building are going on tour.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.